From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A startling statement on Sunday from a senior American senator. Republican Lindsey Graham said the time has come to start moving dependents of U.S. military personnel out of South Korea.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependents to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Graham said, I think it's now time to start moving American dependents out of South Korea because of the action last week by North Korea, shattering months of relative quiet when it fired off an intercontinental ballistic missile that some say, observers say, showed the reclusive country's ability to strike the U.S. It was North Korea's most powerful weapons test yet. Gun battles erupted in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Sunday as the alliance between the Iran-backed Shiite rebels known as the Houthis and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. Clashes between fighters loyal to Saleh and the Houthis first erupted last week when Saleh accused the rebels of storming his giant mosque in Sana'a and attacking his nephew, the powerful commander of the special forces. A suicide blast killed at least 6 civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday and wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle apparently trying to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. But Afghan security forces intercepted him, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. This is VOA News. The Australian Senate has passed legislation to legalize same-sex marriage. The reform expected to become law when it's debated this week in the lower house of parliament. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Gay couples in Australia are one step closer to being allowed to marry. There was enthusiastic applause in the Senate, the upper house of federal parliament, when the measure was passed, 43-12, with a small number of senators abstaining. To become law, the reform must now be approved by the House of Representatives, the lower parliamentary chamber. Speaking before the vote in the upper chamber, Penny Wong, an opposition Labour senator who's in a same-sex relationship, thanked her parliamentary colleagues for their support.
We are part of an act of acceptance, an act of inclusion, an act of respect, an act of celebration, a day when this Senate declares our acceptance of our LGBTIQ brothers and our sisters.
Last month, Australians voted overwhelmingly to allow gay couples to marry in a nationwide postal survey. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United States has told the United Nations it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. The U.S. mission to the UN said in a statement Saturday that the declaration contains numerous provisions that are inconsistent with U.S. immigration and refugee policies and the Trump administration's immigration principles. The announcement of the American withdrawal from the pact came just before the opening of a global conference on migration scheduled to begin Monday in Puerto Vallarta. The goal of the meeting is the negotiation of humane strategies for dealing with the more than 60 million people worldwide who've been forcibly displaced for a variety of reasons. President Trump, in a series of Sunday morning tweets from the White House, attacked his own Federal Bureau of Investigation and said he never asked then-FBI Director James Comey to stop investigating his one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. The president also said on Twitter, the FBI's reputation is in tatters, worst in history, but he said the Trump administration will bring it back to greatness. In a separate tweet on Comey's sworn testimony before Congress that the president had asked him to stop the probe of Flynn, Trump said just more fake news covering another Comey lie. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.